do it.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Happy birthday, Windows. It's 20. It can vote. It can drive.
It can almost consume adult beverages.
Almost. Many would say that the folks that created the program clearly have been. We don't believe in that, obviously, because it's obviously changed the way we work with our computers. And Windows Vista, which is the next version of Windows that's due to come out.
It used to be called Longhorn, they decided to rename it into... Longhorn was the server thing. Yeah, I'm bad.
It's okay.
Forget what I said.
It's okay. We will be telling you a little bit later on about what's coming up with this newest version of Windows and when it's coming out and why you should or shouldn't pay attention to all the stuff you're hearing about those things. But believe it or not, there was a Windows 1.0 once.
None of you have ever seen it.
It was just this side of the tablet, the stone tablets.
A lot of people out there might remember Windows 3.1 or maybe even Windows 3.0. There was a 3.0, and there was actually a 2 that I saw once, but Windows version 1?
Windows version 2.0 is what was on the shelves when I got started in this business. Just after electricity, I think. At least it seems like. Shall we go back to the phones? Who's next there?
I believe Catherine is up next here on the computer corner. Catherine, welcome.
Catherine's joining us from a wind tunnel.
From a wind tunnel? Yeah, I'm driving up I-17.
What can we do for you, Catherine?
I have a G3 and a G4, both PowerBooks, and I'm being cheap and not buying new software for the G4 that I am using on the G3.
Catherine?
Yes?
I'm sorry, because this is radio and this is purely audio, we can barely understand what's going on.
I'm going to put her back on hold and see if Chad, maybe if she was on a speakerphone or some kind of hands-free, if you
or
can...
maybe roll the window up. I'm not sure what the problem
was. If we can
was.
Figure out that part so we can hear her, then we'll take her up next here. But let's go instead to Gary with an HP. Gary, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hello.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I have Cox High-Speed Internet, and... I've got a Windows XP HP Pavilion I'm running, I guess. But I go to try to connect to the Internet Explorer to like to bring up my email, and it won't let me do it. And they told me to go into the Start menu command or Run command, and then do ipconfig release, and then ipconfig renew.
Sure, get the scalpel out. Let's just go ahead and do surgery over the phone from home. That's a good approach.
Oh, well, anyway. Let's
back up for a second. Okay. When did this start acting up?
A month or so ago.
Okay, and is it erratic or it's just not going to connect no matter what
erratic.
You do?
Erratic. It does sometimes and then sometimes it doesn't. And when I do this, it will connect for me. So rather than go spend money, I've just been doing the easy thing, you know.
Okay, so if you release the IP address and reenact it or renew it, it lets you back?
Yes, sir.
And which version of Windows is this?
XP.
All right. And did you say it was a provider? Did you say there? Or you said they, and I don't know who that they
Cox.
Is. Cox. Okay, so you have Cox High-Speed Internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have multiple machines that connect to the Internet through this?
Just one.
A single. Okay. And does this machine, the cable modem that you have, does it plug in, do you know, via USB or via your an Ethernet jack or a network jack?
Yeah, it's Ethernet.
Ethernet, okay.
And is it directly from the PC to the cable modem, or do you have a router or anything in between?
I've got a Linksys something, I don't know.
A Linksys router? Okay. Do you have the Windows Firewall software installed as well?
The one that's provided by Cox.
Okay, you do have a software firewall of some sort, though?
Sure.
What you may want to do, because it's a possibility that the router is causing some problems there, you may want to try bypassing the router, go directly from the computer to the cable modem for just a short period of time. Just make sure you got your firewall software activated. And see if the erratic performance continues or if it stops.
Now, if it stops, that means we've got a problem in that router, and the next step with it would be to go out to Linksys's website and see if they have any kind of what they call firmware updates for that thing. And they would have instructions on how you download those, how you install those. It can get a little bit complicated, but if you're patient and you read through things, you might be able to go that route. But the main thing is we got to separate out where is the problem. And there's like three different components that it could be right now. And so wherever we can knock out one of those and move things around, you get a better shot at kind of getting towards it.
How old is this router?
Oh, I don't know, about a year. Now, let me... I'm not sure I'm up on all the terms here.
Hyper babble.
Yeah, I've got a modem that's plugged into the cable in the wall.
Right.
And then the modem's plugged into the back of the computer. I don't know what else I have in between.
Oh, okay. The Linksys thing you're referring to is probably your network card or something inside.
It's just the modem.
Okay, so you're going directly from the cable modem to your computer.
Yes, sir.
Got it. So then that would generally mean that there's a problem with the, we're going to get technical here, but there's a problem with the way your Windows operating system is dealing with what's called TCP/IP.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we've solved.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We made it simple for you now.
Yeah. What do you think, Jeff?
Is that another suburb of Phoenix?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It is. It is a suburb of Phoenix. No, what's happening is the mechanism in Windows that's supposed to kind of maintain that connection is not. And so what I'm going to do here, because this is going to get really, really technical and somewhat uninteresting for just about everyone else, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to give you some other ideas off the air here during the break and give you some tools and things to try out, because this is where we go right off the edge technically if we start going into this one on the air, huh?
It's kind of nap time if we do that,
yeah.
I think.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to tell you why Windows Vista may or may not be your choice of the future.
Vista. Isn't that a Spanish word for view?
View, yes.
And isn't that kind of ironic that you look out a window to see the view?
Oh, boy. There's just a whole bunch of these,
I think there might be something in there, huh?
We're going to let Brandon recaffeinate and try to continue to connect those dots. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Windows Vista. Jeff's going to give us our Geek Speak of the Week. We're going to talk about our Download of the Week. We're just going to generally kind of continue on here till 2 o'clock. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Jeff Burnett here, the Data Doctors.
While you're hanging out during the break, don't go anywhere. Instead, click on over to datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you can see the resources we've posted, including links to previous shows. Hang out. We'll be right back right after this break.